A major winter storm will likely impact a portion of the U.S. Central Plains and a part of the Western Corn Belt as we move through the end of this week. The storm system promises to bring much-needed moisture to an area that is very seriously drought-stricken. And the storm will also create some issues with road closures, perhaps general air travel problems, and also livestock stress from portions of Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska, right on into the upper parts of the Midwest and the western Great Lakes region. These areas will see significant amounts of precipitation, mostly in the form of snow, sleet, and freezing rain as we move forward through the end of the week, starting tomorrow night in the Central Plains and continuing Thursday into Friday across a big part of the Midwest. Storm system promises to produce a substantial amount of moisture in U.S. hard red winter wheat country. In fact, it may be the greatest storm system since the middle part of April of last year. The storm system promises to produce anywhere from 4/10 of an inch to 1.25 inches of moisture across a fair amount of the region from interior western Kansas across most of Nebraska. Most of the rest of the region from Kansas on into Wisconsin and Minnesota will likely see anywhere from 2/10 to around 6 or 7/10 of an inch of moisture. Snow accumulations with this event will likely run 6 to 12 inches from parts of western and northern Kansas into Nebraska, with a band of 12 to 20 inches expected in northwest and north-central sections of Kansas into south-central and interior eastern portions of Nebraska. The storm system will still produce significant snow further northeast, but it will be a weakening storm at that point. We expect accumulations across Iowa to run upwards to 1 foot in the extreme west and southwest parts of the state, while the rest of the state will likely see 3 to 7 inches, and the same will likely occur in parts of southern Minnesota, southeastern South Dakota, and portions of Wisconsin. For the rest of the Midwest, the same storm system will produce some rainfall and a little bit of rain changing to snow, along with some freezing rain and sleet in some locations. Most of the icy conditions will occur in portions of Missouri and Illinois, and will likely see eventually the majority of the Midwest seeing their precipitation changing over to snow as colder air comes in behind the storm system. The majority of the moisture that occurs in the central and eastern parts of the Midwest will likely evolve as we move from Friday into Saturday. The system will likely produce enough precipitation that we will likely see perhaps a little bit of potential for local flooding in the lowermost parts of the eastern Midwest, but mostly down in the Delta and parts of the Tennessee River Basin. And again, it looks like the storm system will get started tomorrow night in the western Corn Belt, but be most significant as we move on into Thursday and Friday, with whatever lingers on Saturday being relatively light. The storm will be followed by another system which will come into the Midwest late in the weekend and early next week. It should be a much weaker system and not likely be able to produce nearly as much moisture, but a little bit of additional snow will fall from Nebraska to Wisconsin and Michigan from that event, with some rain and snow in the eastern parts of the lower Midwest. Temperatures over these next few days are expected to bounce around a bit, but we won't be nearly as cold as the upper parts of the Midwest and the northern plains. Those areas will be well below zero tonight and tomorrow night for low temperatures. In fact, negative teens and some negative 20s will occur in some of that region. Most of the heart of the Midwest will see temperatures cooling off into the teens and 20s for the most part, with a few single-digit readings in the northern parts of the region away from the upper Mississippi Basin and Red River Valley. High temperatures across the region over these next couple of days will likely turn cooler. We'll expect the majority of the lower eastern Midwest to see highs today running in the 30s and 40s, while we'll see single digits and teens in the northwest part of the region. Tomorrow, everybody will be in the teens and 20s, except in the far southwest, where some 30s will likely occur. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.